Stunt work is a tough trade, almost as tough as writing our theme music like B.J. Lederman does. Stunt people have to know how to take a poke in the schnoz, get thrown off of buildings, and smolder in fiery car crashes. Sure sounds like a job for the young, but about an hour outside of Los Angeles, NPR's Peter Breslow spoke with a woman who's been at it for decades. We sent Peter out to learn a few tricks of her trade.
You have to linger a long time in your movie theater seat or on your living room couch before Mimi Lesios' credit rolls by, but eventually her name does pop up, a small reward for getting decapitated by a helicopter blade on Fear the Walking Dead, or having her lights punched out in Clint Eastwood's boxing movie, Million Dollar Baby.
A wall of shame over here.
Mimi Lesios' house sits in a cul-de-sac in Acton, California, a high desert community full of scrub brush and played-out gold mines. Her walls are covered with movie posters and photos of her with the celebrities she's known, George Clooney, Clint Eastwood, Cher, and some she's pretended to pummel over the years.
Eric Estrada, I was in a movie where I beat up his whole gang, took his drugs, and then they came and killed me and took the drugs back.
Lesios, who is auburn-haired, sturdy, and likes to cackle, figures she's been killed about 30 or 40 times on screen. Today, very much alive, she's dressed in black track pants and a tank top, showcasing biceps, boasting definition. She entered the fight world young. She says she fled a rough household when she was a teenager, and with a bit of judo experience she learned from her uncle, she made her way to mud wrestling.
I went to a club and got a job at the Hollywood Tropicana when I was 16 years old, and did the whole little dance around, you know, the mud pit, and fought another girl almost every night.
From mud, Lesios moved to professional wrestling, and Magnificent Mimi was born. Along the way, she began performing stunts on screen. But even though pro wrestling moves are planned out, Lesios says your body still takes a beating. So she retired from the ring in 1990 to begin a career writing, directing, producing, and acting in her own action films. The first was called Push to the Limit. But she ran out of funds while making that movie, and so she re-entered the ring, this time in Japan, where the money was good, but the action was brutal.
They would take out the ropes and put in electrical barbed wire. They were crazy. And so when you got kicked into the barbed wire, and you wouldn't not alone just get shocked, but your skin would get stuck onto the barbed wire.
But stunt fighting for film and TV is all about safety, says Lesios. There are pads for your knees and to guard your spine. The moves are precise, and there is no contact. Usually.
I particularly like a little bit of contact. That's just me, you know. Like, hit me a little bit, you know, come on.
Lesios has done her share of car crashes and fires, but her specialty, one she's very proud of, is the fighting.
It's like a dance, a choreographed, wonderful dance, and it's all in the timing. And the other person that you're fighting with has the same feeling, and you've pleased that director so much. After you're on the floor going, and then you get up, everybody stands up and claps. You know, I mean, I've got chills. I almost want to cry. I'm sorry.
But that doesn't mean injuries don't happen. Once, while stunting on a TV show, Lesios had to absorb a car window breaking on her face. The glass was fake, but still, she was bloodied by 50 little shards.
You know, we did like 20 takes, and, you know, I was, y'all do another one? Sure, I'm up for another one. You know, you've got to be, you know, the person who's always right there. Okay, yes, I'm eager to do it. Because the director can hire another person, and you want them to say, wow, that stunt girl was badass.
Stunt work has changed, and women are now prominent in the industry. They've helped end the era when stunt men would throw on a wig and a dress and pretend to be an actress. Mimi Lesios is almost 55 years old, and she thinks it's time to pass on some of her fighting know-how. She's just written a memoir called Break the Chain, and she's shopping around a 12-part reality show, America's Superwoman Next Action Diva, in which aspiring action stars learn how to take a fall and take a punch. But today on her front lawn...
What do you punch with? Are you a
righty
or lefty? Are you a righty or lefty?
Yeah, I'm right-handed.
Okay, so am I.
She's going to show a graying reporter how to stunt fight. The sequence, a right hook to the jaw, followed by a backhand to the face, a karate kick to the midsection, and a toss onto a mat on the ground.
It's fun.
It is fun. Okay, do it again.
Peter Breslow, NPR News.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, I'm great. I didn't feel a thing in you.